This is Greg Martin, and I am joined once again by Larry Nichols. Larry and I have been discussing some very highly interesting topics. Some of you may find this to be very highly controversial. Others of you may find this to be the possible issue that, or the possible solution that would help solve this nation's problems. I know Larry has put a great deal of thought into this. Again, this is highly controversial. And Larry's idea is to stop radical Islam. He believes he has a solution to do that. And he told me about this, and I believe that not only does he want to share it with you, he needs to share it with you. So without further delay, we bring you Larry Nichols. Larry, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
You bet, Greg. Let me say to all those that listen, you made the comment that this may very well be the solution to the radical Islamic problem. It is, I think, a solution, not necessarily the solution. But you know, Greg, as you and I have talked, and I hear it all the time, I don't know why anybody just won't say it. Just say it. Islam, radical Islam, those people want to kill us. You understand that, folks? ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, those people want to kill us. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers to think about before I give you my concept of a way to kind of stop it, or at least try to stop it. Bridgette Gabrielle, she's a Muslim lady. She's got a group going around trying to tell people of this country and our leaders the truth about what is going on in the Nation of Islam, in this group known as Radical Islamists. She says 25% of the Muslims, of the Islamic people, are fundamentalist. 25%. Now, I know everybody is told by Obama and people all around that, hey, they're peace, love, dope. They're just like us. No, they are not. And I'm going to give you some facts that were on Fox News, on CNN News earlier today. Did you know, Greg? Did you know that in Jordan, Jordan is a Middle Eastern country. However, other than Israel, it's one of our probably closest allies. They are good people, so to speak. Did you know 86% as of last month, Greg, 86% agree with Sharia law that if a Muslim converts to Christianity, they should be killed? 86%.
That is unbelievable, Larry.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Pakistan, 82%. I mean, this is of their people. This is of rank and file people. Hmm. And that's why I've tried to tell people, Greg, good God, Muslims believe in the Quran, and the Quran is Sharia law. And in Sharia law, there are all these kind of little kinky things. Convert or die. And if you are a Muslim and you convert to Christianity, they think it is perfectly okay. No, they believe, according to the Quran, it must be that you are killed. Now, I'm sick and tired of every day waking up, holding my breath when I turn on the television, afraid that there will be an attack in America like we saw happen in France. I fear that that is coming sooner than later. Now, it's not a matter of is it going to come, it's when it's going to come. And it's not a matter of how bad the attack will be. That'll be a matter of luck. When it happens, are they going to kill 10 people, 12 people, 30 people, 100? Or are they going to kill 20 children in an elementary school? You see, to these animals, the fundamental Islamist, to them, killing our children, our grandchildren, there's nothing more than stepping on roaches. Now, under that setting, I think it is time for we the people to weigh out some things that need to be looked at. During World War II, another time when there was a society within our society that belonged to a country that had declared war on the United States. Now, this time, it's not a piece of property declaring war, it's an ideology. Therefore, it's not some country that we can go blow up. It's an ideology. And they're running around all over the place. They've got a new weapon never before seen to the world. They have this social media stuff where they can come into America via a computer into some sick mind that thinks the world's disenfranchised away from them and they have nothing and Allah looks like the answer. So, Greg, without further ado, here is an approach that I want everyone listening to me to hear. Simple. I want you to share it with your neighbors. I want you to talk about it to your friends and at work. Weigh it out for yourself.
And, Larry, now, I want people to know right now that if they don't have a pencil or a pen in hand and they're not taking notes and they aren't prepared, folks, you need to get prepared, because what Larry Nichols is about to tell you may be the very thing that will save this country, and it may very well also be something that's going to save your bacon too. And I hate to use the word bacon and Muslim in the same context.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you don't heed the words of Larry Nichols, who has called them many, many times over the years, he's not a prophet by his own admission, but he knows things. He knows geopolitical events. He knows what's going on in this country politically and in every other way. This man is worthy of listening to. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Stop multitasking. Stop texting, unless you're texting your friends right now to listen to this program. And I want you to hear what Larry has to say. And I want you to be prepared to act on what Larry says. I want you to be ready to go to YouTube. I want you to look up his videos, which are going to be under Larry Nichols, Leading Edge Radio. Write this down, Larry Nichols, Leading Edge Radio. He's also going to be found on our website, www.leadingedgeradio.com. Larry, I would imagine there's a lot of people right now who are ready for me to shut up and ready for you to offer the solution, because we are the network that doesn't just present the problem. We offer the solution. So, Larry, it's all yours, my friend.
Well, thanks, Greg. And I know the minute I say this stuff, I'm going to be attacked for being another David Duke type Islamophobe. I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Now, as I see it, and I see the same things y'all see, and I'm not saying something I think that y'all haven't thought of yourself in some manner or variation. But we're going to have to say it aloud. And they've got us so afraid now of political speak that nobody will even just say what's on their mind. Well, here's what's on mine. Number one, as in World War II, one option that we have, since fundamentalist Islamics have decided to kill us, we could go around and have every Muslim in the United States put in detention until this war is over. Now, folks, I say that's not possible. I take it back. It is possible. It's not very practical. So short of that, what is an option? So here it is. Number one, every Muslim in this country must be documented. You must register. You must go to your courthouse in your county and register. Now, I know you're sitting there going, wait a minute, that's you can't do that. Well, listen to the rest of it.
Well Larry, you know, before you talk about that plan, why can't you do that? You know, I had to register for Selective Service back in 1979. Many others had to also.
Greg, I can't tell you why the world turned and political correctness, political speech, political everything has taken over, and this group is covered because you don't want to be, you don't want to profile, and yet law enforcement profiles every day. I'll get into that. Now listen, to give you some foundation for this, just remember this. The one thing everybody in the military and actually even in business knows, when you've got an enemy, the first thing you got to do is know your enemy. You need to learn about your enemy. Know him. That's why I say you need to learn about Islam, and you need to learn what percentage of the people in your community that are Muslim or of Islamic faith, what percentage of those people are considered to be radical? Just mathematically. It's 25%. So let's take Dearborn, Michigan. If there are 10,000 Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, which has a thriving Islamic community, there's 2,500 that are radical and at any moment could act up and start killing people, just like in France. So number one, in this plan, we would have every Muslim register. Well, but now see, there you go, profile. Listen, let's get it out in the open, all right? The little white-haired lady in a wheelchair that is a Baptist or a Methodist or a Protestant or a Catholic, their faith, their religion, keep blowing up people. God, the people that are blowing us up all over the world, and they're blowing up their own people just to get at us, are fundamental Islamics. Now, every Muslim in this nation must register. Then, any time two or more followers of Islam gather to discuss their religion, to have a prayer service or to whatever, any time two or more gather or go to a mosque, an official will be there. No, he will not be there covertly. He will be there out in the open declaring that he is an official from the local government and that he is there to spy on them and what they say in case they are talking about violence in some form or another. Yeah, we're going to put people in every mosque, at every service, in every home that two or more gather to talk. Harsh, isn't it? It is. But it ain't like putting them in internment camps like World War II. It ain't that hard. Now, another thing. So anytime two or more gather or they have a meeting at the mosque, there will be an official there. Now, if it is discovered or alleged that someone in that Islamic community is spreading fundamentalist Islam or radical teachings, that person is to be followed, not secretly, overtly. That person is to know that we are watching, and they're with them everywhere they go. Everywhere they go. Now, I know some of you are sitting there saying, whoa, this is crazy. You can't do that. Why? Well, because this is America. This is America under siege. These people declared war on us. We did not declare war on them. And I'm going to tell you a nasty little secret. I will bet you a dollar to a donut in every one of these Muslim communities, in every one of these gatherings of a group or a community full of Islamics, followers of Islam, you know what? They know who is radical. They know who they are. They know who is becoming radicalized. They know who they are. They know who it is that's getting these people radicalized. They know who they are. But we have a problem. Who, if they want to tell, who can they tell? And guess what? They're more afraid of the fundamentalist Islamics than they are our government. Because they get caught ratting on this crazy Muslim that wants to go out and kill Christians. And a few Muslims, if they get in the way, that person, if he finds out they told, they'll kill them and their family and everything. Their dogs, their cats, the man that sold them their last car, anybody that's connected to them will be killed. So they keep their mouth shut. So here's what we're doing. We are putting the screw in and we're turning it. And folks, we have got to tighten that screw. Tighten it. And yes, it's harsh. But remember, it's not placing them in internment camps. And I tell you what, to every follower of Islam in this nation, if this plan is too hard for you, you don't like it. It's not fair. If that's what you think, leave. Go back to your country of origin. But I will tell you what's not fair. You follower of Islam that thinks this is too harsh, how dare could a man propose something like this? Let me tell you what I fear every day. That one of your fundamentalist Islamic nutbags, follower of this fake god, this mythical character, I wake up every day afraid and fear for my grandbabies. I fear for their lives. And I'll tell you something else, all you people that hear me. I fear that if my grandbabies are not hurt or killed, that yours will be. Somebody's children are going to be hurt or killed, not if, when. And when that happens, I say to every person hearing my voice, I carry the weight, me. You can turn your head and say, well, I didn't have anything to do with it. Well, as of today, folks, you do have something to do with it. As of today, we either protect our way of life, our families, our communities, or we have something to do with it. And we carry the weight. And it's a shameful weight. Now, some of you say, well, you can't do that under law. Let me tell you something, folks. In case you don't know, we're in a war. Ask any of the soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. Ask any soldier from Vietnam, World War II. When you're in a war, things change. Things are not the same. It's hard. It's harsh. It's horrible. And it's not pleasant. But there is one rule of war. You place your enemy in submission, or you will be in submission. And as of right now, to everybody hearing my voice, I feel like my country, I feel like my being is being put in submission. And there doesn't seem to be anything I can do. Because I've got a Washington that don't want to do nothing. They're getting paid by these Muslims. They're criminals in Washington, and they're sitting back. They will do nothing to protect us. They won't protect the border from illegal Mexicans coming across with guns and drugs. And they won't protect us from fundamentalist Islamics that solely plan to kill us. And as many of us as they can, and it matters not age. As a matter of fact, they would love nothing better to place us in this horrible fear of slaughtering children. Now, if you think this is hard, if you think I sound like a nutbag, fine, I can live with that. But I'll tell you what, you remember this day. You remember, this is designed, if the Muslim people in this country want to live the American dream and want to be Americans, then help us. Drive the fundamentalists out of your communities and tell us who they are. Don't tell Washington. Don't tell Holder. Tell your county sheriff. And I would suggest everybody that hears this, get your state legislator to listen to this talk that I'm doing right now. And they are to look at modifying their state laws to facilitate something like this. And you say, well, you can't do it under law. Oh, it'll violate every constitution. Let me tell you, you ever heard of RICO? Huh? You ever heard of Title 18? Title 18 is used against organized crime syndicates, organized crime syndicates. What do you think these Muslims are? They're criminals, and they're organized. If we can choke this Islamic community, which is the society to which this criminal version comes out of. If I were talking about Methodists, I'd say we do the same thing to Methodists. If I were talking about Catholics, I'd say, but we're not. We're talking about knowing our enemy. Step one of knowing the enemy. They come from the faith, religion, whatever you want to call it, of Islam. And they're fundamentalist. And the people in these communities in this very country know who they are. And we've got to make them turn them over to law enforcement. And we've got to make law enforcement arrest them and prosecute them. Now, the law's there. RICO, Title 18, it's there. It's there. And yes, it is going to be considered profiling. Well, it's time we stop looking at people that we know are not blowing us up and start looking at the people that are. And if they don't like us looking at them, I'm sorry, go home. Now, I'll say more about this, but as for now, I want you just to take the basic premise that I have given you. I want you to talk to your state legislators, not your federal. I don't care about them anymore. They're traitors of the worst degree. I don't want to tell them in Washington, because they'll add this to the list of not doing anything about it, and if anything, they'll prosecute us for trying to bring this up. No, talk to your friends. Talk to your neighbors. And talk to your local legislators and your local sheriff's office and tell them we have got to stop now before the next day comes that we wake up and we hear 30 children in an elementary school were viciously slaughtered. And everybody goes, oh, woe to me. Well, there was nothing we could do because he's homegrown terrorist. We're among us, and there was nothing we could do. Well, after you've heard this program, folks, or this talk, you can't say that no more. There is a way to stop it. And it is unpleasant. It is harsh. But we are in a war. And there ain't never been no kind of war ever waged successfully, lest it be total war. Thank you, Greg, for giving me this time, buddy.
Thank you, Larry. And, you know, the only thing I would add to this, not that anything else should be added to it, but Larry Nichols, ladies and gentlemen, has stood up for our nation back when nobody else would. He understands all too well how politics works going back to the Clinton era, and we're probably about to face another Clinton era. We're fighting wars on many fronts, but I will tell you this, Larry, what you've articulated probably is one of the most profound statements that I have ever heard in my 50-plus years, and I'll tell you what makes it profound, and that is this. If the advice is discarded or otherwise goes unheeded, what you will have, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, is a situation where if something does not happen positively in order to alleviate this problem, and as Larry said, the alternative is 30 children dead in an elementary school or more, or simultaneous attacks in one day, that would shut this country down. But I'll tell you what, there's something even worse than that, perhaps. And that is, there is an opportunity to do something. But if we do not do something, I think we face even something that would be even grossly unfair to people everywhere across this nation, whether they're Muslim, whether they're Mexican-American, whether they're just plain old everyday Caucasian Americans or black Americans. And that is this. You let something like this happen and it goes unchecked, you will get a civil war. And maybe that's what they want. I don't know. But I do know this, that if the Muslims have a much better chance under what Larry's just suggested, as they ever will if one of these events happens, because at that point in time, don't think for a minute you'll be able to go to your local Walmart store or your local grocery store wearing a burqa.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you know, Greg,
there are
crazy people. Yeah, Greg, you're so right. I mean, I didn't say that, but I meant to. Folks, if you're a follower of Islam, every time these horrible events happen, you know what it feels like being you. You know, everywhere you go, you feel the piercing eyes. And folks, I'm telling you, as they happen and they get more and more highlighted, you followers of Islam, help us. Help us. Drive these people out. And if you don't, this plan, I guess, that you've heard me lay out, you will hope that's the plan our government puts in place. because the other one is worse. And that's even if our government gets a chance to put a plan together if another major event happens. You don't want the people of this nation. We're not Europe, guys. This ain't Europe. This ain't France. This ain't Germany. This ain't England. This is America. And when it snaps, and it is not far from snapping, be careful. And Greg, I guess we've taken enough time of the people listening, but I do hope they spread this around and have everybody they can listen. And just think about it before you discard it offhand, out of hand. If before you just say, oh, that guy's a nut, I want you to think about what I've said here. Use the analogies you need to use for you. Just think, please, think about what I've said. And think about the truth. If you're a Muslim, you know in your community who, what people are radical. And you know which ones are becoming radicalized. Help us. Help us save our nation. Help us save our children. And help us save you. Greg, thanks, buddy. Thanks again.
Thank you, Larry. And I have one last question that I want to ask you, Larry, and I'm going to leave this up to your discretion. We didn't talk about this, but as you know, it costs money to do what Larry does. Larry very rarely, in all the years that I've known him, has ever asked for a thing, and he's not asking you for anything today. This is me asking, Larry, is there any way we can help you or write to you, or do we just let this stand on its own? I'm going to leave this up to you, sir.
Well, I need help because we have a war that if the Muslims don't get us, Hillary might. But I just don't think this is a program that I would feel comfortable in any way seeking anything from the audience other than just than them to think about what we say, Greg. Thank you, though.
Absolutely.
It'll be on, you know, it's on my website at Nickel, or on, what do you call that, Facebook. There's an address and information on my email, nickelslive@AOL.com. And if anybody wants to call me, good God, you can call me, 440-897-0611. That's 440-897-0611. 0611.
Larry, thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to ask one last favor of the audience. Larry's not getting in your pocket, and neither are we. We bring this message to you because we care about our nation. I want you to make sure that you go to leadingedgeradio.com. I want you to make sure, even if you don't go to leadingedgeradio.com, that you go and look up this video, which will be online very, very soon. And I want you to look it up on YouTube and type in Larry Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, Leading Edge Radio. If you'll type the words Larry Nichols, Leading Edge Radio, this one will be labeled Muslims. You will be able to repeat this. I think it's that important. But I urge you, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, for those of you who follow Jesus, tell a friend, tell everybody that you love and that you care about to listen to this show. It's not going to cost you anything, but your inaction might cost you or someone you know your very life. Larry, thank you again for being with us. God bless our listening audience. This is a Leading Edge Radio Network special. I've been joined today by Larry Nichols.